The Kemmick Royals Cricket Club podcast is proud to be sponsored by Royalty Plumbing. Royalty Plumbing is a reliable plumbing, gas and electrical company dedicated to providing quality service throughout the Perth area. Give them a call today on 9451 7735.
Yes, we're back again for another episode of the Kenwick Cricket Club podcast. A huge week of cricket it's been. Stephen, how are you?
G'day, Matty. Pretty all right. Has been an interesting week. It's been interesting on and off the field.
It's been an exciting week.
Yeah, it has. Tell me, we don't really talk about this often. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, you know, just trying to shoot some breeze here with you.
I'm fine. I'm all the better for being in the studio to talk all things Kenwick.
Oh, well, baby. Gets me excited.
Now, big week for the club. Obviously, all teams played. All teams had results, except for fourth grader in the first day of their match. But plenty of stuff happened. What do we want to start with today? We got juniors. We got all the senior grades. Where do you want to go? You can choose.
Let's choose
a team.
Let's start with sixth grade because they really gave top of the table. Phoenix, a bit of how you going?
All right, let's go to sixth grade. They did have a big win. Batting first, Kenwick. They were travelling okay early on. 7 for 269 they scored off 40 overs.
I'd say they were travelling better than okay, brother.
Well, early on, see, usually they've gotten that position where they get off to that fly and then they do fall apart late and get 170, 180. They went on with it.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
At 1 for 99, Phoenix having won the toss and inserting Kenwick into bat may have felt not the best decision.
A bit silly. One of the shining lights, Shion Mendes, stumped for a duck.
Shion, what is it with you, brother? Like, one week you're taking fifers and
scoring 20s,
and then all of a sudden you're just jumping back in that Kenwick pond and having to swim with all the other ducks.
But some massive scores. Rav with 60, Amesh well made 38, Richard Pinto 25, and Angat Mangat finally finding some form with 72.
Yeah, look, and if you're listening, and you are, about time you started delivering. Because I tell you what, brother, I was spruiking your claims early doors saying you were going to score runs for fun. So it's good to see that. 72 or 56 as well.
And then Devon Lionage batting down at number 7 there, making 33. And big Kimbo Slice, Raj Kanaga, 17 or 7.
Yeah.
Party time.
Real Raj areas.
Really like that. In the bowling, Phoenix managing to get 151, not even close in the end. Some bowling figures here.
Shared around.
Yeah, pretty sporadic. Shion Mendes, what did he get? 1 for 37. Oh, a bit of a touch-up, Shion.
Bit Versace there, brother.
None for 6 for Renewal. Rav 1 for 25. 1 for 18 for Abby. Nimesh 2 for 22. Angat 2 for 8 or 4. Richard Pinto 1 for 14. And Devon 2 for 21. So, yeah, good result for the 6th grade boys in getting another win and propelling themselves up the table.
Yeah, they've done real well, haven't they? I think the most disappointing thing to come from that game, for me personally, was Imesh. Mate, you're the captain. You got 269 on the board. If you don't think that's the time to start bowling some pie floaters.
I think he kept wicket kept.
Oh, I understand that, but it's irrelevant.
Take the gloves off.
Yeah, get you a man who can do it all.
Get Hashan in there as well. Oh. Hashan bowls some little offies.
Yeah, I tell you what, Imesh is left arm pie floaters. Hashan is right arm pie floaters.
Very nice. Now, we'll jump into the one day Fs.
Gee, that was a story, wasn't it, this week?
It was a story, but great effort from him overall, taking on a really, really strong side full of some good cricketers. Chad Warner in there, Sydney Swan player, his brother Corey, who will be drafted this season. Also, Ashton Warner, another brother who allegedly is also going to get drafted in the future. I was speaking to Sean Collingwood, one of the members of the S, and he said it was basically an Aquinas first 11 from a couple of years ago, and they're all just playing together at East Freo in the Fs.
Yeah, look, disappointing from an association perspective, not that I am a representative of the association, but I would just imagine from their point of view, pretty disappointing to see all that talent having a swim in the fishbowl when they're sharks.
Yeah, exactly. So Kenwick bowled first. There was some niche aspects to this game. East Fremantle made 9 for 320.
That's a lot of runs in 35 overs. That's a lot of runs in any overs.
Jake Collingwood, 6 overs, 1 for 30. Jack Mills, 5 overs, none for 43. Jack Oldham jumped in for a game with his dad, Chris Oldham. So father-son combination there, which is good to see.
Nice.
Sean Collingwood, 2 overs, none for 20. Andre Hale, 2 overs, none for 31. Grant Smith, 5 overs, 3 for 49.
Yeah, look, considering 320 was scored, getting 3 poles, not bad.
Yep.
Not bad, Smitty. I'm surprised to see Sheep go for so many.
Yeah, not wrong. Usually keeps it pretty tight. Mahit Singh, and then the other niche part, which I really enjoyed, Mahit Singh's dad, P. Singh, 2 for 31 off 3.
Powinder Singh.
And took the gloves. So Smitty couldn't get there till about 1:30. So Andre took the gloves for the first half, and then Powinder Singh said, I'll take him as well.
What a mad dog.
So they had a crack there, and very good.
A couple of father sons playing then. Three father sons.
There would have been 4 because Zach was laid out. There would have been 8 father son players.
Gee, that's good to see. That's real good.
I like
that's real, real good. Can I say, before we get onto our batting,
yeah,
want to have a real good hard look at yourself, AFL listed player, having a go at a 15-year-old,
Chad Warner, having a go at Jack Mills,
had a go at Millsy. So, obviously, they're playing at Fremantle Park, which is very close to Fremantle Hospital.
Yeah.
So, you would assume that from time to time, ambulances will drive past. And Millsy's batting. Now, with respect to Millsy, he's going to be a very good little cricketer, but his batting's got a way to come.
Yeah, of course.
Now, they've got 300 and fucking plenty on the board.
Yeah.
And Millsy's batting. And an ambulance drive past. And this Warner flog aggressively gets in Millsy's face and says, you know, that's how you're fucking getting home today.
What?
Essentially offering out a child.
Oh, man. Wow.
So, Sydney Swans, obviously they'd be big fans of this podcast. Huh. I just want you to have a good look at yourselves and your culture, and if that's the sort of bloke that you're producing, maybe you need to think about how you're doing things.
Jack Mills, fine young individual.
Not wrong. Absolutely.
On the batting, we'd give it a red hot crack.
We take 182 every week.
Oh, mate, every day of the week. We made 5-1-8-2. Sean Collingwood, 76. Jake Collingwood, 79. Interesting thing about that Sean Collingwood, 76. He didn't get out long after drinks. Apparently, he was...
Rapido.
He was on fire. He said he hit drinks, and Jake said, and goes, Dad, you're going to score 100. And then that was it. He got out like 2 balls out after drinks. He got out. And you had to wonder, maybe if he batted out that 35, maybe they'd pull off the impossible.
Yeah, it looked real good. I mean, what's that, 155 coming off the collective family Collingwood sticks?
Yeah, very much so. And then young Jack Oldham as well, making 26, chipping in. And man, Mahit, 5 not out, which is exciting.
Good money.
Very good. Nice. Mm. All right, let's jump down. We're going to jump to the under-12s because we haven't gone down the juniors road yet, and under-12s are still sitting there, and gee, it was a big week for the under-12s, let me tell you.
Oi, gee, so they gave it a red-hot crack, didn't they?
Gave it a red-hot crack. Gosnell's Gold making 6 for 120. Let's have a look at the wicket takers, all just chipping in with one-fers, but that's what you like to see. Again, only 7 players rocking up for the 12s, which does hurt in the batting side of things. We then batted 6 off 80, a real Kemp-like innings from Rosin, 15 off 48.
Got a lot of time for that.
I was very excited. So also Jalen Weres, 5 off 25. Unfortunately, a duck for Drove. Jack Nankaro, 17. Sahib, 12. Gary, 13 off 35, not out. And A. Howard getting a Mitch Pockrell.
Interesting. former Kenwick member Anthony Howard.
But this
perhaps his progeny.
Now, I just want to get real excited because this is the week. They take on Armadale, who have been the other stragglers of the competition. They've been struggling. Now, I believe that we will rock up with a full team this week. So it means when we're 6 down, you still got to get 3 more wickets, brother. We're still going.
Wouldn't it be nice? How many of these games would have changed if we'd had a full 11?
Probably only the last one. But... But
we'll take it.
We'll take it. So this could be the week. I've just... Kemp, all teams win this week.
6 wins.
6 wins.
6 weeks. 6 rounds.
It'd be big.
Actually, no, I tell you a lie. It's actually round 5. Oh, no, it is round 6 in the juniors.
So what would happen is, so we've already spoken about the S, so we'll say who they've got next. They've got Thornley in a T20, which they have to win, Kenwick, to advance, which Thornley are a tough team, but I think the S are going to field a pretty strong unit this week. Jake Collingwood's got a couple of district mates that are jumping in this week, which is exciting. You got Sean Collingwood, also Zach Hale's sister's boyfriend, considering a game, who's quite an athletic chap, so I feel like he could provide something.
Zach Hale's sister's boyfriend.
Correct.
Zach Hale's older sister?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the rumour going around.
Because it's really nice having all these talented juniors, but they need a little bit of assistance from some older heads.
Exactly. So, obviously, IU and Aman, they're keen to get in there. I'll tell you something funny. Obviously, we're trying to fill that F side. And these juniors know I'm struggling to fill the S side. I'm working my ass. I'll try to fill it. Message man Mahit. I said, Manny, can you play this week? Can offer get someone to pick you up if you need a lift? Oh, no, my dad's home from work. Give me a lift. And she said, oh, why don't you see if his dad will play? Like, you know, another father's son. I said, oh, I'll ask him. Hey, Manny, is your dad will play? Oh, he's been keen for a few weeks. What have you told me, brother?
Manny.
What are you doing? Manny, you haven't told me anything. You played the game where they started with seven, Manny. Like, surely something goes, should probably tell Matt my dad's interested.
Hold on a minute.
Manny. And then IU. I always ask the juniors who's available. I said to IU on Sunday, how old are you? 14. I'm like, so you can play seniors? Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God.
It's hard to remember being that young.
I don't think I was that stupid. No offence. Love you, lads. You're all good fellas and you're all developing.
Well, I don't know about stupid, but I mean, certainly I had other interests at that point in time as well.
True.
Yeah. So
bocce.
Yeah. Croquet.
Yeah.
Nice. Badminton.
Yep.
Underwater ironing. Things of that nature.
Nice. But so hopefully we get a few of them in. This week, though, I feel like that F side's going to be reasonably sturdy. Thornley are pretty strong, though, so they're going to be tough to beat, but you just never know.
You just hold on to some hope that the one-day family could get the W.
I've got belief. Now, if we jump over to the under-15s, gee, it was a big week for them. We versed our Willetton Red, and let me tell you, we made Willetton Red because I reckon they're bleeding.
Boy, oh boy.
Look, we bowled first. They got 8 for 121. They did start well. They were around 3 for 80 at drinks. And I said to my boys, we're real flat in the field. Let's try and turn it around. We did, fortunately. Bowled quite well. 8 for 121 for Willetton Red, which, you know, competitive score. I thought, you know, we'll have to work hard to chase that. Aman came out and batted with some real intent early. Batted really, really well. Hitting balls down the ground. Was just batting really well. Was really impressed. Unfortunately, Sour Crane got out cheap. Caleb out cheap. Then Mamma hit out cheap. And we're like, oh, are we in a little bit of trouble here? 3 for 45. We weren't in any trouble. Jake Collingwood came out, went ballistic, 54. Matthew Goodhue as well, really handy cricketer, making 37.
Playing seniors at Thornley as well, I'm led to believe.
He is,
at a decent level.
Zach Hale, 36 off 24 before he was caught. Hit it a couple of monster sixes.
Couple of bombs.
Couple of monster sixes. Kieran Simmons, 68 off 29.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Still had 6 balls to bat before he retired. It would have been
3 sixes, 11 fours.
Yeah, it was out of this world.
How old's Kieran?
14, maybe 15.
What's he doing? Not playing?
He's played a couple of F games.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's just started John McDonald's and a few sad afternoon shifts he's been getting given recently. So.
Yeah, look, understand. Getting to that age where it's nice to have your own source of play money.
Yep. Unfortunately, Callan, IU and Tanuj didn't get to have a bat, so they will have to be made to bat this week. But we still had a total of 5 overs to bat, but they were too slow to bowl their overs. So, honestly, the rate we're scoring, honestly, 350 was probably on the cards.
Didn't this happen last week?
Yeah.
So what's the association doing about this rule?
I sent an email, didn't get much of a response.
By much of a response, do you mean a less than satisfactory response?
I didn't get a response.
No response.
No response.
Sorry. Well, can I just say then unequivocally that the SEMJCC need to pull their finger out?
Also, another shout out today, on the day we're recording this, the Wednesday, juniors actually won a prize today. Some people came down to training. Got a call today from James Hewitt, I believe his name was, from the Wacker. Said, oh, just wanted to let you know you've won a draw. And I went, didn't know about the string. He goes, sort of just random. We draw out of 15, 16, 17s around the state and for a team of the week, and you've been drawn.
Second place in a beauty contest.
First place, team of the week. So he came down, all thanks to Budget Direct. We got a big kit bag full of about seven or eight brand new cricket balls, set of stumps, heaps of water bottles, caps, big Budget Direct sign. We all got to get a big picture in front of it with James and some Budget Direct stumps. Really nice stumps, really good stumps.
Nice. On your boys.
So, yeah, real
thanks,
happy with that.
Thanks, Budget Direct. Thanks, Wacker.
Yeah, thank you. We'll take that and we'll use them. Very good. We'll get that picture up on our socials when we can get access to it. So, good stuff.
Speaking of people to thank, if I could just take this opportunity to talk a little bit about our friends at Rooster Cricket.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Because that's our apparel provider.
As we confirmed last week on the show for our loyal listeners, Rooster Cricket's coming on board.
Yeah.
And they're on board in a big way with, the winner of the podcast player of the year getting a brand new Rooster stick.
Nice.
Now, what the listeners may not know about Rooster, apart from the amazing apparel that they do, is that they are indeed a Perth-based business, and they believe in providing quality cricket gear without the price tag.
Nice.
So instead of paying something like $1,000 for a grade one stick, you're probably looking around the $650 mark.
Wow.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'd rather spend that $350 on something else.
Well, I know that a good friend of the show, Sean Ingram, has purchased a bat from them and was told it's grade one English word. Just didn't have the same ping, so he's got it for $300.
Yeah, look, and that's
Josh. You're a criminal, Josh. You can't do these things.
Look, he's basically stealing money from Josh. Oh, that's essentially what Sean's
done. It's unbelievable.
There. Look, aside from the bats, obviously, I'm a big fan of all of their stuff. Like I've got their inners as well. I've got their pads. It's all really, really good stuff.
Look, I've worn your batting gloves before. The softness and the breathability for the hands.
Yeah, unparalleled.
Unparalleled. Next to none. Is that the word?
I get where you're going with that. Yeah, comparatively. It's right
elite.
Up there.
Elite.
Yeah, in the top of echelons. But look, they don't just pigeonhole themselves at Rooster Cricket. They don't just provide cricket apparel. They can provide all kinds of either training or playing kit, after game merchandise, even business attire.
What?
Yeah, these guys.
Ties?
Look, you go to Josh, and if you say, hey, brother, I've got an idea, he'll say, all right, let's see how we can make it work. And probably the best thing about Josh, and I can say this from personal experience, is that putting together the apparel for the Kenwick Cricket Club, he genuinely takes an interest and cares about what the finished product is, because he knows that. A, it's his business and he wants to look good. But B, that he cares that you get the result that you're after.
Yeah.
So, thanks Rooster Cricket. If anyone needs anything, I'd say jump on the socials. Probably Instagram is the best one. See all the lovely things that he does and that they do there. Mention that you've obviously listened to the Kenwick Cricket Club podcast. And I'm sure I'll help you out.
I have dealt with him a couple of times. A few years ago, he was doing a free sample.
Hmm.
So we got a Kenwick blue shirt and a Kenwick white shirt. Came in handy this year. I went, Jack, I didn't message, because Jack's at Hardband again, touch because you got to message his mum.
Hmm.
So I didn't message him about the apparel. So I went up to Jack and went, Jack, I got you these two shirts, brother.
Merry Christmas, brother.
Gave them to him for free. Let him just enjoy them, really. Look good.
Yeah.
And feel
look good. Play good. Feel good.
Also, Josh played a Swedish game.
Yeah, look, he's good for that.
And, can hit a ball.
Yeah, good little player.
Good little player indeed. I believe that game he played, he made 70-odd, and we then proceeded to roll the opposition for 11. So, long day in the field too.
Probably not the day for you to come down. Could have used you in a maybe slightly tougher game. But look, we'll take your services.
We'll take your 70.
Yeah, we'll take your services.
And feel free to come to Kenwick if you want, but nonetheless, respect the loyalty.
Yeah, oath.
All right, it is time to get our guest on. We've got a huge guest lined up over the phone.
A very special guest.
You messaged me last night and said, I've done some work, I've made some calls. And I eventually guessed who it was. Once I guessed I was like, I know who it is. Admit it's him.
I said, look, brother, you're going to get real excited when I tell you that we've managed to land one of the One of the funnier members of the Kenwick Cricket Club.
Probably one of the best all-rounders at the club as well.
Yeah, real Ian Harvey, Andrew Simons areas.
We have landed big Colin Smith. Colin, how are you, my friend?
G'day, gents. Thank you for the invite.
No, all our pleasure to have you on,
thank
mate.
You for coming on board.
No, thank you.
Now, obviously, the season has begun. We've had you down for a few games. You've been a bit busy with work. How have you seen the start of the season for the club and obviously for yourself just ripping through people with your off-spin?
Oh, look, obviously being working in that on Saturdays makes it a bit tough when we're busy in that. But in the games we've played, I mean, there's really haven't had a settled 11 yet, really. And I guess the results have probably shown that when we've had a better looking lineup on paper. We've seemed to come away with the goods in that T20 against PR, and you fellas there had a good win against Armidale on the game just gone. But obviously, when we've had a weaker 11 and faced some decent teams to start the season, we've copped what we've copped. So hopefully, as the season goes on, you know, we can keep a structured 11 and get some wins on the board. In terms of myself, yeah, look, haven't had much of a chance with the bat yet, but hopefully that comes as the season goes on. But yeah. Good to grab a few wickets with the ball when it comes my way.
You've got a direct line to the skipper here. So if you really feel like you're being underbatted, now I reckon now's probably the chance to say, hey, Matty.
I say that in jest. I don't mind batting down at 8 and 9, mate, especially when you've got decent players in the top 6. I'm just happy to do my job with the ball.
Now, you did have a big role against Piara, 4 overs, a few big wickets. You seemed pretty excited. How excited were you when you hit Pissant's leg and it rolled onto his stumps pretty much?
Oh, it's always satisfying. Ex-Kenwick player, as we know, and, you know, part of the Kenwick Footy Club for a long time. So, yeah, it's always good to get one against an old teammate, I suppose, an old person of the club.
Cole, if I may, I'd like to take a little walk down memory lane. The first of a couple of walks whilst we have you with us today. Opening the batting in a one-day G's fixture.
I knew this was coming.
A certain individual named Colin Smith decided to post a very casual 101 not out. What are your memories of that 101 not? Not only just the innings, the game, the partnership with Sean Collingwood, which is, I believe, a record for that grade for the association. Talk us through your feelings and your memories of that.
Oh, well, it was good to get my one and only game, you know, to play with my mates. I won't, name the ex-president, you know, club politics, but whatever. I only got the one game with my mates. But, hey, look, yeah, it was Jimmy Bryan, obviously the captain of the team at the time and needed someone to come and open. And I got given the role and we were playing a very quality Riverton side, I must say, you know, knocking down houses. But, yeah, look, we bowled them out for 70-odd, I think, in 25 overs, and we decided to put on number 250. Don't get me wrong, the first 50 came pretty quickly, but after that, you know, I was 50 or 60 kilos heavier at the time, so I started to tire a little bit, and I think the last 30 runs took me about 20 overs, so I got there in the end, and memories of the day being number 250 and seeing it was an association record. It's pretty nice to I guess, accomplish, and you know, having the support of someone like Sheep, who's so experienced, and he obviously was class himself that day and hit 120-odd, I think it was, in the end. So, yeah, no, it was good to enjoy that day and obviously relive the memory. And, you know, Sheep probably talks about it more than what I do, and he's scored, I don't know how many tons he scored. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun, and then spent the rest of the year in that wonderful one-day AIDS team that, you know, did so well for the rest of that season.
Yeah, it was an unfortunate year for the A's and the E's. Was a bit of a struggle. Now, in terms of your bowling accolades as well, obviously you notched up an association award last year, which is exciting because you've just been building with that off spin, and then you bowl a bit of medium pace in the nets as well. Is there anything you actually can't do?
There's a lot of things. Don't worry about that. There's a lot of things, but no, it's handy having a few options there if needed. But I'd prefer to stick with my off spin. Not that they spin too much, but hey. Just handy to do a job when I come to it, and grab a few poles is always a nice accomplishment, no matter, you know, what grade you play.
Now, Cole, you'd surely be aware that you are affectionately referred to on this show as Mr. Fix It. So, We've got a game coming up this week. Obviously, I believe it's a T20.
It is a T20 against Armidale again, actually.
So, what are you sort of thinking? Like, in because we all know, and we'll get to that. We haven't covered the One Day Bees game, but they were in a bit of strife last week. So, if we're to be in a bit of similar situation this week, what do you think Mr. Fixit's got in store for him this week?
Oh, Jesus Christ! It depends on the context of the game, mate. Look, I'm not one for hanging around too much once I've got my iron out there in the middle. So, if I get my iron, it's probably the big part. I always like to have a slap, mate. If needed, being a T20, especially, you have that little bit of extra license, no matter where you're on the order and with the ball, just sort of follow up where you left off against the PR game and bolder your field, especially in a T20 game with those fielding restrictions, and hopefully field backs you up.
Now, we are going to play a game with you very shortly, Cole, but before we do, the big question is, are you available this week?
I am, mate. I am. Oh, I'm all good. Shit. No work this week.
Very exciting.
That's massive.
Before we do play that game, do you ever think, Cole, maybe if the skipper just realised your talents and your abilities and just led with you up front, you wouldn't have to be mixed Mr. Fix-It, you'd just be Mr. Sort-It?
Oh, look, I did open the bowling yesterday game against, I think it was Maddington at Mills 1, and then, yeah, my figures were, I think, 45, even though I snagged two of the four wickets, I think I still got hit for 11 and over. So there's always silver linings in that camp, and, you know, I'm happy to take the ball whenever it comes my way.
Yeah, good stuff, Cole. Now, we're going to play this game. I've got a bit of an opener. I'll play the opener first.
Go for it. The name
game. Now, have you listened to any of these podcasts gone by, Cole?
How up to date are you?
I'd love to say I've listened to everyone, but this would be my debut listen and participation, I would say, yes.
Well, that's good. That's good, because this will work then.
Okay, so we're going to play a little game called the name game. So we're going to go back to your debut, and we're going to see how many players you can name that you played with that day.
Do you remember your debut
for
the Kenrick Cricket Club? Talk us through your memories of that day.
One Day Bees game.
Oh, yep.
I reckon Sean Colling was captain.
Yep.
Was it 2012, 2013, either one of those? I think it was either one of those years.
13, well, actually, maybe I won't tell you. Maybe I won't tell you.
Yeah, 2013 I'll go. And I know we're playing Kelm Scott, and I think we bowled first for memory. First game, I remember taking three wickets in the first game. And I think I may have either opened the batting or batted three, and I think I made two or three or something. That's really what I can remember.
Man's got a good memory.
He does, he does. Now, let's see how many of these players in the 11 you can name. You've obviously named Sean Collingwood and yourself, so there's nine other options there. Can you run us through any more?
Let me start by telling you it's niche.
Jono Vanderham.
Yep.
Jim Bryant.
Yep.
Robbie Ball.
Yep.
John Sapp.
Yep.
Liam Sapp.
Correct.
No, that's all I can remember.
All right, well, so you got seven there. So there are some other names. There's some that I don't know. R. Wall?
No.
Robin Wall.
I have no recollection of that man.
Not to be confused with Robert Ball.
also, P. Moore. Do you know who that is?
Peter Moore.
Peter Moore.
I believe he was a Sparky at one point for show sponsor Royalty Plumbing, Gas and Electrical.
Also, Geordie Maxwell was there.
Well, there's a name I've known for a while.
And, of course, the late, great Blake Ashworth, batting at three.
That's true. Oh, wow. R.I.P. Yes. Good mate, Blakey, obviously. I wish I'd remembered that. I wish I'd remembered he was part of my debut game.
So, pretty good effort. Seven. That's not a bad result.
Yeah, pretty reasonable. It was the round one of 2013-14 season.
There you go. Bloody hell. Fucking, what's that, nearly 9 years ago.
And you did have a win, so
get that up your count, Scott.
All right, well, it's been a pleasure, Cole. Is there any final questions you want to ask Cole, Stephen, before we let him return to his life?
Your favourite memory as a Kenwick Cricket club member. So it doesn't have to necessarily be on-field efforts. It could be an off-field effort. What's your favourite Kenwick Cricket Club memory?
Well, look, now nothing beats winning the flag and obviously winning an A's flag a couple of years ago, and then obviously we missed out on going having a proper back-to-back in the C team against Willerton. You know, even though we shared the flag, you know, we didn't celebrate it. You know, we won't go there, but. Hey, we don't take photos with half one flag, do we?
Yeah, shove that up your will.
If you're listening, Jacob Lansmere.
Yeah, just a little shout out to Jacob Lansmere there because I've seen that photo. Look, that was the best memory, obviously, winning flags off field. Yeah, there's been obviously plenty of nights. Had a lot of fun and had a few drinks and that. But yeah, definitely winning flags is what you play for.
Hopefully, we can add another one this year, Cole, whether it be T20 or one day.
Another few.
That would be very, very handy.
Mm. All right, well, Cole, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you bowl a treat on Saturday.
Thanks, gents. See you then.
Cheers, Cole.
Yes, great to have Cole on the show, and, he is a handy piece of the puzzle in that one day B-side, let me tell you.
And a quality bloke. Real good clubman to have around.
Yeah.
Interesting thing about that partnership of 250 that he scored.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where it ranks in all time for the club, but the highest ever opening partnership for the club is 291. So 250, they gave it a real good nudge.
291, who was that between?
That was Scott Hartman and former club member Lee Martin, Pissant, who Cole got out very recently. So that's quite fitting.
Far out, that's 291. I'm guessing it was a two-dayer.
One-day A's.
You are kidding. Wow, that's ridiculous. Anyway, let's jump into the fourth grade sort of stuff because you guys played on the weekend, day one of a two-day match against Rollystone Carrigullen, and gee, they really dotted it up early. I was looking and they were like none for 30 off like 28 overs, just stodging it.
Yeah, look, so funny story about this.
Mm.
I actually grabbed two playing shirts, not pants.
Mm.
So I got to Rollystone.
Sean told me about
it. And I'm warming up and I'm putting on my sun cream and I go, oh, shit.
Oh, no.
So I had to drive. I'm in real sheep Collingwood areas at this point.
Yeah.
I get in Chook's car and I drive down to Sports Power and Armadale, buy a pair of pants.
Oh, my God.
And there's another story in that all entirely, but we'll leave that for another time. Anyway, I get back at about, you know, 1:05, rushing to put the pants on. Finish putting on sun cream. I get out there and it's some real attrition of cricket. there's a couple of great walls out there and not a lot going on.
How were the pants fitting, by the way? Were they comfy? Were they fine? Like,
oh yeah, I mean, look, for a $40 pair of cricket pants, they're great.
Yeah, cool.
And I'm never going to wear them again until the next time I forget to do it.
Yeah, maybe leave them in your boot or something so they're just...
Well, I mean, Chuck gave me a lift, so it wouldn't have helped. Maybe I could leave it in my kit bag, like real Al Martin, Tom Walden, Lou Walden areas.
Yeah.
The first time I've done it in, you know, like 24 years of cricket.
Yeah.
Rocking up to a game without pants.
Yeah, fair enough.
Pretty weird.
I'm pretty sure I did it once, but it was a Formula 15 game and the umpire just let me wear my shorts. So.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look. So this game, it was a real slow start. But the thing that I found encouraging was even though it was so slow, we just kept our chat up. We just kept talking rubbish amongst ourselves, not at them because they're a good bunch of blokes.
Was the ground slow?
It was. Chuck bowled a delivery later in his first spell. It was like a low full toss, and the batsman. Deposited it. It was a crunch. It was a fair bang.
Yeah.
And it pulled up, just short. John Saff's chasing it later on. Goes on to describe, well, I gave up on that one, and I'm just jogging after it. And then I realise it's not going to make it. And I'm like, so yeah. No, look, I don't know how much it's improved compared to last year, but she's slow.
Yeah.
She's still slow.
Now tell me, because this is what I heard from Jack Lockyer anyway. Apparently, John Saff. Bowled real well and probably deserved a couple more wickets. Well, apparently was quite unlucky.
Oh, pretty typical Saff sort of bowling, really.
Yeah.
Just, yep, kept that end tight, kept pressuring the pegs. Yeah, probably could have got one or two more. I don't think he had any drop chances.
Yeah.
But yeah, bowled real well, real That's tight. Good. Yep.
And Jake Lockyer took an absolute screamer, apparently.
Yeah, no, not wrong. So he was at, added a fair bit of mayo onto it too, I might add. He was at backward square leg. And Colby bowls a low ish full toss, I believe, on leg stump. The new ish batsman at the crease whips it like crazy, and Flog just sort of dives out and throws the hands at it, and it sticks, and then he does a bit of a, as Chook said, a panda roll, and then threw the ball away like he had completely meant it. So it was a really good catch, really good catch. Really made up for the fact that he let through about another 10 runs with Sydney Harbours for the rest of the day.
Now, 135, after you had mate for 69, bit disappointed to get to that total?
Yeah, we started joking that maybe they'd left their good bats till the end. There was just a young kid who just really applied himself. Yeah, 17 not off 88 balls. And then probably their best stick for the day, 35 off 64. Yeah, they just kept us out there. They acknowledged that they had heaps of time. They weren't in a rush. It was the first 30 plus degree day of the year, and we were in lovely Rollystone, which gets a heap of sea breeze. So yeah, they did a pretty good job and kept us out there.
So I guess as well. 135, bit of a tricky total, especially on that slow ground.
Yeah, yes and no. I would back the batting that we have to get that. They gave us the blueprint on what to do. If we hang out there for that many overs, then I'm pretty sure we'll be okay. Buoyed by the fact that we've got Chatty as our 11B.
Yeah.
So between Chatty, Colby, Al, myself.
Dave Bentley.
The prez. Yeah, between us guys, I think we've got enough to cover it across the board.
I don't mind a bit of Dave Bentley action down the bottom. I've seen you send as well. He can hit a ball when he has to.
You stay out of that wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mess with the bull, young man, you'll get the horns.
Yeah. So you guys, chasing 135, hopefully get that this week. Jumping over to the one-day Bs, was it topsy-turvy sort of a contest? We lost the toss, put in new bat. Dalton King and Tomo opened. They had two bowlers. One of them called the Cannon, who was bowling for them.
The Cannon.
The Cannon.
Is that a self-appointed nickname you feel?
I don't know. Anyway, the bowling didn't look.
Oh, his name literally is Cannon.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, they call him the Cannon. But yeah. Anyway.
Cannon Ramasamy.
The bowling didn't look too threatening, and I thought, gee, Dalton and Tomo might be on here. Tomo put a couple of twos away, pretty slow ground at Gwynne Park, as you've seen before. Dalton got out to a full toss on the stumps, unfortunately, which was disappointing.
Ah, the old full bunger.
Tomo was looking good, then got out. Riley Land, again, another looked pretty solid. All our partnerships sort of looked solid early, and then we'd lose a wicket. So Riley looked solid, got out. Owen McGlue came in. This guy really, really batted well. He blocked the first ball, next ball punched recover for four, and armoured up and said, "This is a good bat, everyone on the boundary." And Owen was like, "Okay, I'll just pick off singles for the next 20 overs.
Yeah, no stress.
And launch or later.
Accumulate.
Yeah, exactly. Alex King, really unlucky. Owen, as good a day as Owen had, really barbecued Alex.
Oh, dear.
Alex sort of said wait, was batting on strike, said wait. Owen was just on the charge. And Alex was going to send him back, but then Alex went, "Oh, I should make it." So heads off. He would have made it, except this guy decided to roll it in and it was a direct hit. And he was probably out by about a foot.
Paul Edwards from Armidale, a known exponent of rarity.
Saksham Suri. I really thought this was a good day for Saksham because he has the technique and he came in with plenty overs left. And I said, this is an opportunity for you, you know, to really build something. Unfortunately, got bowled shortly after. And I reckon there's something in him, though. I reckon
just around the corner?
Yeah, just has really good technique. Lakwinder. Now, Lakwinder was supposed to come in after Jesse, who was in next, Jesse Overmars. But just sort of ignited himself and came out. I was umpiring at the time, so there wasn't much I could do about it. But swung for the hills, got a quick 10. But Jesse Omar's came in. Young fella, 16 years old, kept as well. Made a really nice 15, pushed it around, did his job, batted really well. I was really impressed. Bikram, unfortunately, out for a duck. Donnie Jagadoge, he batted real well. He just threw caution to the wind, made a quick 8. Did I tell you about how this man got run out?
You did not.
So I'm out there, I've hit a single, I've got a strike. Last ball of the game, so no matter what happens here, I'm running. It's the last ball, I'm going to run.
Do you reckon Don's aware of that?
Oh, who knows. But
I'm going to go say,
I backed up before he let go of the ball. Anyway, so I've set off, I'm gone. Donnie's played and missed. keeper's taken it up the stumps. Donnie hasn't even moved a millimetre. I've made it there. So Donnie's still in his crease. So he's taking the stumps, but we're not out because we're both there. So then Donnie started walking, and he runs up the other side to take the stumps. I'm like, sorry, Don, that's you out, but I'll keep on not out status, thanks.
You absolute dog.
Well, let's just try and do the same thing.
You absolute dog.
And watch out, Xiang, because I'm coming for you with my average brother. I'm coming.
Yet to be dismissed, though.
Yet to be dismissed. So I reckon when I get dismissed, I think my average would be at 4 now if I got out.
You do have a cumulative score of 4.
And Xiang's average, I believe, is 5.2 maybe. So it's tightening right up.
So maybe what we need to do is shout out to Imesh and say, look, brother, help me, help Maddie, make Xiang open the batting this week.
Yeah, then he'll make a 40 odd.
No, make him play against the big boys, the big dogs.
Fortunately, to get to 132, fantastic effort from Owen and a couple of those lower order lads because we were in a bit of trouble there.
Yeah, 61 on debut. Good on him.
Yeah, very good. Then second innings, Armidale. We had him 2-for-none, so it was the perfect start. Tomo, 2-for-9 off 7. Wasn't his best bowling, but they couldn't hit it anyway.
Yeah, so. Look, I imagine that man's going to be coming into a real rich vein of bowling form.
Dalton King, 3-for-17, well-deserved. Was on a hat-trick ball, bowling to the number 11. Gee whiz, there's some people around the bat. Unfortunately, we couldn't get it. 2-for-2 from Don Jagadoge as well. And Bikram, gee. I'm a big fan of this man.
The biscuit man.
2-for-23. He was about 3 sets. Couldn't care less because the man bowls full and straight.
It's nonchalant stuff, isn't
it? It's really, really good. Ball hot up the square leg. Vikram took a catch off Tomo and starts dancing. Thinks he's the king. I was a real big fan of it. Really big fan.
Lakwinder getting a roll there?
Lakwinder bowled okay. He's just going to bowl the same ball over and over and just bowl full top of off. Has a little bit of potential.
Do you feel that maybe you were short of bowling options in as much as you had to bowl him? Do you feel there was nowhere else you could have gone, or you deliberately went, Lakwinder's the man here?
Yeah, I went, I'll go with Lakwinder. I knew we were in a pretty good position at that point, and I thought, Lakwinder isn't rubbish. Like, he's handy with the ball. I could have gone myself or Don, but I backed in Lakwinder, brought back Dalts from one end. I said, Dalts, finish this up, bud. And he did.
What about the shack attack with the left-arm orthodox?
He was also an option, but didn't get there.
Okay.
But, yeah, usually bowls quite well, Shaka, so... He's always an option, which is good to have. And I feel like Vikram and Sakshin might just be saying, don't take us out of the bees. We're staying here for the long haul.
Yeah, the father-son combination. Boom. Another father-son.
It's sort of like, should they go to the S? Maybe. But they just keep holding this one. I'm like,
Should they go to the fours?
Well, maybe. Do you see it?
Gee whiz, I tell you what.
Dare to dream.
Could do worse.
So, yeah, good result there, getting the W and keeping our season alive. We're in fifth, just out of fourth. So, yeah, we'll see how we go for the
only
remaining matches.
Only 0.09 of a point out of fourth.
Yeah, so
big game. 10 runs.
Very much so. Big game this week against Armidale again in the T20s. If we win that, we will finish in top 2.
And make semi-final.
Assuming they have changed that, there hasn't been anything sent out since when they asked the question. But you would assume most clubs are going to say yes.
You'd think so.
But I believe if we do win and Piara knock off Maddington, we could even jump into first.
Get out of town.
So, obviously, there is a bit of net run rate differential. But big win and a big loss to them, we could potentially pull that off.
Yeah.
But we will wait and see. Now, it is everyone's favourite time of the show. It's vote time.
Different areas this week, I think.
Yeah? Yeah.
Different areas.
Well, I'll start off with a few of my special mentions. Gee, I felt real harsh not getting these blokes in there because I found it really hard. And it's always different because obviously the blokes you played with, you saw more of for the week.
Mm.
So I've missed out on Angat and Rav, which is real rough on them.
Honourable mentions in mine as well.
Very honourable mentions, especially Angat finally finding some form and bowled well too. And there's also another sixth grader that I've managed to get my vote, so I didn't want to miss him out this week. So I've included him.
Xiang for your zero. Well done, mate.
My one vote has gone to Xiang for his duck.
Okay. You're rewarding him for his incompetence?
Yeah, so I just thought, you know what? It's a bit different. He threw it away. Team still won. I guess I'll give him a vote because he was angry last week and I didn't give any votes.
Gee, because I would have thought, well, He got a few votes from me last week.
Yeah, but I gave you none.
Yeah, well, that was dog of you, so yeah. I guess you're trying to make it right.
No, well, sometimes ducks deserve a bit more respect.
I don't think they ever deserve any respect.
Well, that's your opinion. Who got you one vote?
The president, Dave Bentley.
Oh.
Coming up from the one-day Fs,
because
we're having trouble filling that fourth grade side, which just appears to be a consistent theme throughout the entirety of this year. So Dave Bentley, come up, fielding at point, just patrolled there, very presidentially.
If you recall that season, that was it. When he used to come up and fill in, Dave, just go back to point, brother. He nearly won our fielding award that year for the Seas.
He was pretty admirable job in the field, and I look forward to some fireworks late in the day at Cross Park from him.
My two votes. I went with a young fella on debut. I'm really impressed with his keeping and the way he batted. The way he just constructed himself. Jesse Overmars.
Yeah, look, I'm real keen to meet this young man. Tomo said on Saturday night that he was a little bit cheeky.
He's a little bit cheeky
behind the gloves.
Yeah, there were a couple of things he did. I don't mind that. Because I remember coming up from juniors and you banter a bit in juniors and you come to the SNCA and people don't really care that much, but you don't realise that early on. So you're still bantering and people are like,
yeah, what's this guy doing?
So Tomo bowled the ball. This guy's gone from a massive hat, looked up the sky, and Jesse's walked right up and goes, "What colour's the sky, mate? That's the only place you're looking." That's like, oh, bang. Jesse also got his first stumping as well and was part of a run out.
I enjoy that.
Thrown from Saksham as well to Jesse, which is good, getting the youngsters involved.
Nice.
The stumping was quite funny. It was a young girl batting at 11. She's swung. Jesse's taking the stumps, sort of throwing the ball. He wasn't all the way up. Throwing ball, stumps gone. And me and Tommy going, "Your beauty!" And she's like, "What?" And she's like, "Well, you're out." And she goes, I'm on the line." And we're like,
"Ah,
yeah, on the line's out." And she went, "What?"
That's an admission of guilt, friend.
And she was like, "Oh shit!" Yep, and that was it.
And but do you know what? She's learned a valuable lesson.
Well, I hope she stands on the line next time we verse her as well.
Oh, ouch! Bang.
That was my two votes. Who was your two votes?
My two votes went to Jacob Lockyer.
Oh.
For, again, coming up from the Fs to help us out to fill that side. For taking that really, really good catch.
Yeah.
It was an important wicket for us at the time as well. Kept the momentum going.
Yeah.
And then for being relatively ordinary late in the field at the end of the day and providing us with a laugh.
Now, someone else that I didn't give a vote to that I want to give a very good mention to, Sean Collingwood, finding a bit of form again in the one day. So I didn't manage to find a way for him to get a vote. Well, because I can hear Sheep. See, this is the thing. Sheep would be like, "Reward the young fellas, Matty. Reward the young fellas." Then I'll get training on Thursday and be like, I couldn't get a vote.
No votes.
So, Sheep, just to let you know, big shout out. Well battered. Hopefully the form does continue. My three votes went with another fellow on the boom. My mate played cricket at school with him, Owen McGlue. Batted phenomenally. Fielded really well, too. Really well. Just flawless. Just took one ball off Bikram, hitting a long on right on the boundary. I thought, hasn't played for a while. Like shell and peas. Took it comfortably. Came in.
Good little cricketer.
Good little cricketer. I believe, because I asked him to play, and he said, "Where?" And I said, Armadale Park. He goes, "I live around the corner from there."
Interesting.
And I think he basically went, "Well, I guess I have to now." Then he goes, "I guess I'll play the rest of the year. Where do you guys train?" I went, "Mills Park." He goes, "I work in Beckenham."
You beauty.
So I assume he might be trying to come down tomorrow, depending if he has his daughter or not, what the go is there. Look, I don't know what his intentions are. Obviously, he's trying to just play some more relaxed cricket. But if he's willing to play two-day cricket, he could be someone we could be looking at in the next couple of weeks.
Gee whiz, I tell you what, we could always use a couple more sticks.
And look, he didn't bowl, but from memory, and obviously he hasn't played for a little while, I think the man can bowl.
Handy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, something to look forward to.
Your three votes?
My three votes. Jake Collingwood.
Jake Collingwood, three votes.
Yeah, look, for fear of getting more ridicule and abuse from his father, one must acknowledge that he keeps on getting the business done.
He does.
So, not bad against a obviously very strong East Fremantle side that should not be playing in that grade.
I think that was what Sheep said to me as well. It was like, he said, it almost helped him with so much more pace on the ball.
Mm.
So, yeah, I guess that's good that they found a bit of form there. My four votes went to Ian Archibald, 4 for 55. This man has got a mission, and his mission is to win the podcast player of the year, I think.
I tell you what, for a bloke who doesn't have a stick, he's gone, you know what? I'm going to win that stick.
Now, we had a real big one last year after wind-up. That was, like, up there with one of my favourite wind-up nights. Like, we kicked on to Thompson's, then me, Ian, and Gooch kicked on till the break of dawn.
You are the king of kick-on.
And all I'm thinking is, Ian, brother, you kicked on like that last year. When you're going home with a backpack of trophies from the wind-up,
yeah,
we're kicking on big time, brother.
Make sure those trophies are given to someone else to take home.
Yeah,
because so you can kick on.
Oh, it's going to be kick on galore. So who got your four votes?
Owen McGlew.
Owen McGlew, very exciting.
61 on debut.
Saved us as well.
Yeah, look, contextually, very important knock. Tomo told me after the game as well. Yeah, look real good. Handy cricketer. So, yeah, very...
And above all, good bloke.
I'm yet to meet the man.
Yep.
But I'd really like to believe that that's true.
The glue stick.
Sticky.
My five votes... Look, I've given him five votes before, but I think just with the consistency showing, I'd have to have a look. I reckon... So round one, he didn't make any against Armidale. Then they versed Armidale in a T20, and he batted himself at 7. Other than that, this guy's made a half century every game. Jake Collingwood, again, just...
getting the business done.
70, getting the job done. And obviously we don't really contribute to the votes, but then backed it up and made another 50 the next morning in the juniors. The kid can play. So, yeah, well done to Jake Collingwood again. Five votes from me.
Yeah, that's fair. That's absolutely fair.
What about yourself?
Look, we've said his name. Bloke should have had more than four on the weekend. And I tell you, I didn't have the gloves this week. Young Shapes has come back into the fourth grade side, and better keeper, so he's got the gloves. So I had the privilege, if you like, of being in front of the wicket whilst he was bowling, and I appreciated the different angle, and it was good to watch him go about his craft from a different perspective. And he again should have had more than four wickets, I promise you that. Real handy Ian Archibald. So that's another five votes for you, brother. And if we tally up that leaderboard, I reckon you're doing a real service to yourself to get that brand new Rooster cricket bat.
He doesn't have a bat. He doesn't have one.
Not a known quantity.
I do love watching Ian bowl because the way he releases it, he just gets the perfect flight. It just comes out so nice. And he certainly developed over the years, because I remember early on, like, good bowler early on, but I remember, like, he used to bowl a quicker one and it'd just be like, brother, you literally just start running in. So we can see you're bowling it.
Telegraphing it. Yeah. Really letting you know.
But now he's just like, I've got more tricks and you can't see them.
He's got a bag.
Yeah.
A full bag of tricks.
He's a superstar.
Mm. And also a rascal.
He is. He is a naughty, naughty man.
But I like him.
Oh, I'm a big fan. Big fan.
And I hope he plays with us for many, many more years to come.
Now, so as we mentioned before, big games this week for the Bs and the Fs in terms of their run to the T20 finals. If we can both win, gee, wouldn't it be big?
If we can put together a couple of strong teams, then, yeah, you'd give us every chance, wouldn't you? Surely.
Gee, if the Fs could find a way, I would get so up and about. Like, you can't even imagine.
Let's hope the SMCA comes through with some good news about semi-finals.
Wouldn't it be heartbreaking? The S sneak into second and they go, oh, actually, it's stayed as a final.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Yeah, sorry.
So, I'm assuming, I spoke to Lansbury and he believes he's heard that's what's happened, so.
Okay, well, I'll have to wait with bated breath and open ears.
Yeah, strange one. I think we're pretty much done, unless there's anything else you want to talk about. Obviously, fourth grade at their second day of their two-day. Who does sixth grade have this week?
That's a very good question. It might be, is it Coburn?
We'll find out. They're playing away.
It'd be a one day. Yeah, Coburn at Powerline Park.
Oh, yeah. Powerline Park. Shan would be familiar with that. Oh, we played a lot of winter cricket there.
Yeah, true. Very true. Coburn always tough. I mean, they're sitting second on the overall ladder.
Well, it'd be an easy game.
But they, you know, historically, traditionally, Coburn are a two-day club.
Maybe Sarav plays in that side, considering he made Powerline Park his bitch in the winter season when he made that 57 off, like,
yeah, real quick.
18 balls.
Real quick. You know what, though? I think the sixth grade are doing okay. Let Sarav play in the Bs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think they're doing okay.
Yeah. I was just relating Sarav to the ground.
Yeah, look, very true. Very true indeed. Otherwise, Matthew, hopefully a big week and 6 Ws.
six W's. I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel it. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, and we will see you in the near future. Keep supporting the Kenwick Cricket Club, and if you have any plumbing issues, don't forget to call Dan Nancaro and the guys at Rorty Plumbing.
Yep, absolutely. They will take care of you.
The Kenwick Royals Cricket Club podcast is proud to be sponsored by Royalty Plumbing. Royalty Plumbing is a reliable plumbing, gas and electrical company dedicated to providing quality service throughout the Perth area. Give them a call today on 9451 7735.